Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's really hard to explain any bit of this without having to explain another bit of it. You know, it doesn't fit in easy sound bites.
No, but don't worry, if there is any sort of podcast audience on earth that is going to sort of want to know the detail, it's mine, so you're fine. But, yeah.
This is a Manhattan-bound B Express train. The next stop is Grand Street.
Mind the gap.
Welcome to Skylines, a City Metric podcast. I'm John. One of the things I really wanted to do with the podcast this year was to kind of get out of London a bit. You know, I'm from London. I'm a London transport nerd. I spend my life looking at the tube map. We're based in London, plus a lot of our audience is in London. So it's very easy to kind of spend all our time thinking about one city rather than cities in general. And, you know, there were very good reasons in British politics to look beyond London this year. Back in May, we had the first round of Metro mayor elections, where some of the other great cities of England got to vote for their own mayors for the first time. And it seemed to me like this was a great opportunity to spend some time looking at what was going on in other cities like Manchester or Birmingham or Liverpool. So yeah, we've done that. We did an episode on each of those. We've had Andy Burnham on this podcast. We've had Andy Street on this podcast. But there is a problem with that approach, which is not all of the great cities of England got metro mayors. So there are some great cities we've never talked about at all in this podcast, or only sort of talked about in passing. One of the regions that we've not really given that much attention to, except when Stephanie's been here to sort of slightly mock us from across the Pennines, is the old county of Yorkshire, which, as you'll probably know, contains not one but two pretty big metropolitan areas. There's the West Yorkshire region, which is Leeds, as well as other cities like Bradford and Wakefield and Huddersfield, and the South Yorkshire, which is Sheffield, Doncaster, Rotherham, Barnsley. You know, these are pretty big conurbations, which we just haven't really touched on. But there's a reason for that, which is they didn't get mayors. Yorkshire didn't get any devolution deals. And I've been trying to work out why. So to help me with that quest, I've invited onto the podcast a journalist who knows more about the subject of Yorkshire devolution than anyone alive, or frankly, that anyone sane should. He's about to leave his current job at the Yorkshire Post to go work in the public sector in a role where he won't be able to talk about these things quite so freely. So we had to get him first before he could do that. So in his very last week with the Yorkshire Post, he kindly agreed to talk me through some of the issues around Yorkshire devolution. Here he is now.
My name is James Reid. I am political editor of the Yorkshire Post and the Yorkshire Evening Post. I've been writing about devolution and taking more control over decision making for as long as I can remember in various roles, this only being the latest one.
And you describe yourself as a trans Pennine dual national.
Yeah, I do. I was born and raised in Manchester, and then after university, through various jobs, ended up on the other side of the hill. And I've been in Yorkshire since 2003. I keep every so often on social media, I try and cast around and ask when I get the honorary Yorkshireman title. But the general feedback is I haven't, even after more than a decade, I still haven't quite done enough. So
is that a thing? Do they actually do that? Or is it, I mean, I assumed like if you weren't born and bred, you got no chance.
It's one of those things where It's probably a regional news thing. I think we occasionally describe people as honorary Yorkshiremen or honorary Yorkshire women, but it's an indefinite title, and I'm not quite sure who bestows it. There's just that general feeling that you've done enough, but I don't think I'm quite there yet.
So yeah, we were sort of chatting about this in our kind of sort of pre-chat, but like we've done a lot on this podcast about Manchester and Liverpool and the Northwest generally. Mm. We've not done so much about Yorkshire and the cities of Yorkshire, largely because there haven't been metro mayor elections up there for us to bang on about. So you know, the obvious question is why didn't any deals happen in Yorkshire? Why isn't there a Leeds metro mayor? Why isn't there a Sheffield one?
Okay, well, the danger with me is I take you down a very long rabbit hole as I give you a very long history, but I'll try and keep it as brief as possible. The initial reaction when George Osborne gave his Northern Powerhouse speech and opened up the metro mayor debate, the initial reaction in these parts was, we don't want elected mayors and no one will ever go for it. So, and this is largely Labour people saying this, as long as Labour people in the North all hold the line, then this debate's irrelevant. And of course, Manchester's decision to go ahead and do their deal, the first deal, rather torpedoed that argument. And then since then, the story has been, how does Yorkshire sort itself out? It's largely a question of politics. The Leeds City Region group of authorities, which is West Yorkshire and some of its neighbours, a group all centred around Leeds, they did put forward a proposal. The government didn't give a formal response for a very long period of time, but the upshot was that Conservative MPs in West Yorkshire and the Conservative-controlled North Yorkshire County Council had various objections, so that got parked. The Sheffield City Region group of authorities, which is South Yorkshire and was Chesterfield and Bassetlaw, they did do a deal with George Osborne. That really did look as though that was going to go ahead.
Yeah, I remember Nick Clegg announcing that one with great fanfare, because obviously he was a Sheffield MP at the time.
That's right. It served two purposes for the two bits of the coalition. It allowed various people to, you know, everyone to say they delivered for South Yorkshire, effectively. That deal was done. But the short version is that over time it has steadily fallen apart. So initially it was challenged. It faced a legal challenge from Derbyshire County Council. Then Bassetlaw and Chesterfield decided to withdraw. That left the four South Yorkshire authorities. They then fell out over a whole bunch of issues, particularly tension about HS2. I won't bore you with all the ins and outs, but the upshot was where the station was going to be and where the line would go. There was falling out over that. And it all culminated in initially the mayoral election, which should have taken place at the same time as the ones for Manchester and everywhere else this May. It got postponed to May 2018. And then at a meeting last month, Barnsley and Doncaster, so that's half of the four authorities remaining in the deal, didn't consent to the complicated legal process, which would effectively give the mayor any powers, which was a device designed to stop the deal going ahead and to try and stop the mayoral election happening.
So as I understand it, there was, I mean, as you said, originally the Sheffield City region did include authorities carved out of Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire.
Yes.
Am I right in thinking there was kind of some problem where, like, Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire county councils turned around and said, that's our money, actually?
Yes, and actually it's a similar dynamic to what we saw with the Leeds City region and North Yorkshire County Council, in that you had metropolitan areas looking to take in neighbours who are districts in county council areas. So the issue here is where you have metropolitan boroughs bordering old two-tier county council areas, and how you control money, particularly in areas like transport. For North Yorkshire County Council, it was worried about the transport money associated with Harrogate notionally now being controlled by the Leeds City region rather than North Yorkshire County Council.
Is it basically that the reform didn't go quite far enough, and you'd effectively have to say, okay, North Yorkshire County Council is covering a smaller area than it was before, but nobody wanted to do that?
Right. Yeah, these arguments operate at multiple levels. So there is the straightforward, who controls transport? Harrogate was initially signed up to be part of the Leeds City region. It's on the northern border of Leeds, but it's currently a district of North Yorkshire. So you could make the argument on a practical level, which is, who controls transport? Who decides? You know, how do you connect transport? Should it be done at North Yorkshire level? Should it be done at Leeds City region level? There then comes the argument about budgets, which is very sensitive in local government at the minute, and no one wants to do anything, which means that they control less money. And then the other level in that argument is the future of county councils. You have pressure on local government funding. You have county areas like North Yorkshire, where you have a county council with big liabilities on social care, on potholes in roads, a huge road network in North Yorkshire, facing big budget challenges. You have a whole raft of district councils beneath with increasingly small budgets that are getting harder and harder to justify, begging a massive, obvious question, which is, why don't we just reorganise local government in North Yorkshire? But no one wants to have that conversation. And everyone then starts to worry that as soon as prize bits of the cake, like Harrogate, disappear off somewhere else, it's going to only add impetus to the what do we do about North Yorkshire local government conversation, which no one wants to have, because no one wants to talk about which councils you're going to close and do we move to unitary and all the rest. So this is why you can just see in this conversation, we started out talking about metro mayors and now we're talking about, you know, the future of district councils in North Yorkshire. And you start to see how all these things are linked together and why it becomes so hard to get this done.
Yeah, my forehead has started bleeding already, but we're
going to plan. Sorry.
But as we speak, one of the options being discussed is basically a kind of Yorkshire-wide deal.
Yes.
Which would include the two city regions, plus Hull and the sort of area around there, which is not quite a city region, but almost, plus this huge swathe of rural North Yorkshire, places like Richmond, where relatively few people live. It's a huge land area, but a relatively small population. Yeah. Does this make any sense? This doesn't really sort of fit in with the whole sort of city region agenda that's been pushed for the last couple of years. But, you know, from the perspective of someone living and working in Yorkshire, can you see a logic in this?
There is some logic to it. Again, I think you need to see it on a couple of levels. So let's take it just on its own merits, which is you can make the case that Yorkshire is a strong brand. It has a population of about 5 million people, huge cities taken together. It's a brand and an entity that means something overseas that you can sell around the world, that there is there's a strong identity to it. So let's face it, the man or woman on the street doesn't spend most of their time worrying about devolution. And when they hear things like Sheffield City Region, Leeds City Region, despite the efforts of people like me to explain it, people don't feel an association with it, but people do feel an association with Yorkshire. And that's when you're trying to try something quite transformative and different, you know, you shouldn't ignore those kind of soft elements. So there is a sense in it at that level. Also, if you poke beneath bonnet, as it were, of the One Yorkshire deal, what you actually find is what they're trying to attempt is to wrap up what would effectively be a series of city region type devolution deals for Leeds City Region, Sheffield City Region, and then the kind of north and east, and put a kind of wrapper around them that is One Yorkshire. So a single mayor, a single combined authority, but then arrangements beneath that to address the particular economic needs of the different part of the region. And why I explain that is because this is not just an economic proposal, it's also a proposal designed to overcome the political difficulties that we've got. And they're not just local political difficulties. At the start of this conversation, we talked about how the Leeds City Region proposal had been knocked back by government. Well, you've got to think that if you're in Yorkshire, particularly if you're in West Yorkshire around the Leeds City Region area, you've had a government that says we want city region based devolution. You put forward a city region based devolution proposal and the government says no. Well, then you're in a position where you need to find a way that satisfies the government's demand for city region devolution, but also satisfies the government's demand for a certain political solution as well. And so that's how you end up with One Yorkshire.
To what extent was the, sorry for bursting in, but to what extent was the problem in the Leeds City Region that a bunch of rural Tories didn't want to be part of a region that would end up with a Labour mayor, to put it in the sort of most bluntest terms?
I think actually that's a really pertinent question as to where we are now, because I think at the outset of this process 2 or 3 years ago now, I think lots of people were focusing on the economic arguments and were trying to make economic arguments for various arrangements. I think as events subsequently have proved and are showing around the One Yorkshire proposal and how the government's trying to force through the Sheffield City Region proposal, even though two of the four authorities don't even want it, it's getting harder and harder and harder for everyone involved to get away from the fact that this is about politics. We have Conservative government that is quite happy for the Sheffield City Region to go ahead because it's what someone once called the Socialist Republic of South Yorkshire. There's never going to be a Conservative mayor there. If Barnsley and Doncaster are part of that and not part of any other arrangements, that takes away a lot of, you know, some Labour heartlands and gives the Conservatives a fighting chance of having a mayor for the remaining area of Yorkshire, which they call Greater Yorkshire, which is the thing that they're now pushing as the solution for everywhere else.
I love that Greater Yorkshire is actually smaller than Yorkshire. That's
yes.
It's quite Orwellian, this, isn't it?
Greater Yorkshire is known by Labour people as Lesser Yorkshire. So to get to where we are now, the government is saying, Sheffield City Region, we've legislated for it, you go ahead. Politically, that means the Labour heartland gets carved away, and from their point of view, well, there's always going to be a Labour mayor. And their solution for the rest of Yorkshire is this, what they call Greater Yorkshire, which, of course, on the numbers, they'd have a fighting chance of having a mayor. They're going to present that as, well, we're presenting you with a solution and you're not taking it, and that's because of Labour objections. Of course, what they're hoping is that people forget that the Leeds City Region proposal, which probably would have delivered a Labour mayor, was blocked by the Conservatives a couple of years ago. So everyone's got their hands dirty here. Conservatives are going to present themselves as, well, we're presenting you a devolution option and it's for Labour political reasons you're not taking it. Well, yeah, but that's because a couple of years ago, a solution that was suited Labour was put forward and the Conservative government blocks it. So on the political level, no one comes out of it well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The idea of doing Yorkshire and Sheffield separately seems a bit silly to modernise, except that a while ago now I came across a 1919 book by C.B. Fawcett called Provinces of England, a study of some geographical aspects of devolution, which, bear with me, this is worth it, trust me. But that kind of came up with that carved England into about a dozen provinces, and Sheffield was its own one. Which you call Peakden, sat outside the Yorkshire one. Wow. I just kind of think that's curious that, you know, for 100 years or more, this has been like the people have been talking about, well, just leave Sheffield out of it. It just makes life easier.
I think one of the reasons this is now getting so hard to explain to people, I'll put it a different way. Whenever I broach this subject on Twitter, which is on an almost hourly basis, I usually get people saying, oh, there's no economic case for this, there's no economic case for that. There are now, you know, we've got economics overlaid by politics overlaid by national politics. Then we've got local politics in terms of, you know, bits of South Yorkshire Labour not talking to each other. There are so many strands entwined on this. And then, you know, as we spoke about earlier, the future of local government, finance and reorganisation. There are so many threads to this that you start to understand why this just has become the minefield that it has.
Does it matter? I mean, like, we've done a lot about Metro Mayors on this podcast. We've set great store by devolution, but, you know, we wouldn't we? I mean, do you think it actually makes any difference to the development of Yorkshire as a region that across the Pennines, Manchester and Liverpool now have Metro Mayors, but the Yorkshire region doesn't? Is that going to make any difference to anyone other than nerds like us?
Yeah, and it's the really important question, isn't it? Does any of this matter? And I think for a while, going back to the early stages, government saying it wanted city region solutions, lead city region putting a proposal forward, and it being, well, they just didn't respond for ages, and eventually it got rejected. The talk around lead city region was, well, do you know what? It doesn't really matter. If you look at how much we've got through the growth deal, you look at the powers that we actually secured from city deals, remember them, that actually we're in a pretty good place. We can crack on and do what we need to do. And if they're going to mess around, so be it. I think what has developed or what people have grown an awareness of is actually the soft stroke convening power that Metro Mayors have, and the place they are gaining in the system. So I'll give you a really concrete example. Before the summer, before the mayoral elections, actually, Andy Burnham, in one of his last acts as an MP, stood up in Parliament and asked David Davis why the government wasn't engaging with the north of England over Brexit. And David Davis surprised him and everyone else by actually answering the question and said, well, that's fine. I'm going to have a summit in York where we talk about Brexit and the North. And everyone looked shocked because no one ever answers a question in Parliament. But he specifically said, I'm going to convene after the mayoral elections. I'm going to talk to Metro Mayors in a summit in York. Of course, my ears pricked up and I thought, well, that's going to be a bit funny, isn't it? You're going to have a summit in York with Metro Mayors, and there's not going to be one from Yorkshire because we're not holding any elections. I just assumed, well, I didn't assume, but my thought was that's just a figure of speech. At some point over the summer, someone's going to realise that Yorkshire doesn't have any Metro Mayors and we'll end up sending someone else or some other people to represent us. But no, the meeting was held the other week in York. It was Andy Burnham, Steve Rotherham and Ben Houchin, the three northern Metro Mayors. So you've got the spectacle of the Brexit secretary, who is also a Yorkshire MP, holding a meeting in Yorkshire to talk about the impact and potential of Brexit for the North, with no representatives of Yorkshire there. And now you can argue the rights and wrongs of that, whether that was the right or the wrong thing to do. The hard fact is that it means that in a fairly important conversation, Yorkshire wasn't directly represented. And actually, it was left to the mayor of Greater Manchester to express to the Secretary of State that he thought that Yorkshire should be represented in these discussions. That's a fairly challenging position for a proud region like Yorkshire to be in, I would say.
And this is worth noting. Yorkshire is not small. It's, you know, 5 million people. It's a population on a par with Scotland.
Exactly.
It's quite an important area just in those terms. So one last thing, something I've occasionally heard argued is that, well, of course, it was easy to deal in Manchester because Manchester is sort of, you know, centrifugal. It's all these, okay, it's 10 boroughs, but they do all look to Manchester. Yeah. And Merseyside, they've got a bit more of a history of sort of fighting with each other, but nonetheless, it's very clear that you know, Liverpool is the dominant partner. They're all suburbs of Liverpool to a greater or lesser extent. And the Yorkshire geography just doesn't work like that. Two big cities in the West Riding, but three, really. Bradford is kind of on a par with Leeds and Sheffield. Seen as sort of subservient to Leeds sometimes. And then you have Wakefield and you have Huddersfield and, you know, all these other places. And that just means that it doesn't fit into this model of sort of city-region geography. What do you make of that argument? Do you think problems like this were, you know, just setting the politics aside, do you think kind of the shape of the urban form made problems of this sort inevitable?
I don't think they're inevitable. I think the Leeds City region proposal was signed by all those places in West Yorkshire that you just mentioned, plus the some North Yorkshire districts. If the government had responded quickly and positively and figures in government had been willing to ignore the complaints of Conservative MPs in the area and just said, no, this is important, we're going to do it, then I think the deal would have been done and we would now have a Leeds City region mayor. So I don't think it's inevitable that there are problems, but I wouldn't dismiss it as a factor. And you know, it's going back to that identity question, you know, where you asked me about the relevance of One Yorkshire and how you know, one of the arguments, it sounds like a slightly wishy-washy argument, but actually it's an important one when you're trying to get in public support for something. The advantage of the One Yorkshire proposal is it gets over that identity issue. Going back to where we came in, you asked me, you know, to introduce myself, or we talked about how I grew up in Manchester. And that's an important thing. People ask me where I'm from, where I grew up, and I tell them I grew up in Manchester. Actually, I grew up in Stockport, which is a metropolitan borough, part of the great, it's one of the greater Manchester combined authority areas. It's not actually the city of Manchester. And now I don't say that because I'm, you know, pretending I'm not from Stockport or anything like that. But if you ask a lot of people from there where they're from, they'd say Manchester. And you know, I hold those two identities at the same time. I'm from Stockport, but I also say I'm from Manchester. If you asked anyone from Wakefield or Dewsbury where they're from, certainly from Bradford where they're from, they would never in a million years would they say they're from Leeds. You know, and it sounds like a small thing, and it's something Nick Clegg used to rail against. He used to talk about, you know, all this is great fun for the sport field or whatever, but it's more important than that. But it's a glib thing to just dismiss that. We are an area of strong identities where people see Leeds as a dominant area, and there's a bit of reaction to that if you're from one of the surrounding towns or cities. And that shouldn't be dismissed lightly in the devolution argument. And that's one of the reasons why One Yorkshire has come about, because it's another way of papering over, if we can say that, some of those identity problems.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot and ask something. where do you think this is going? Do you think a deal will be forthcoming? Is Sheffield going to go its own way? Where do you think we're likely to end up?
Our best hope at the moment, it's clear that the government is absolutely intent on the Sheffield City region mayoral election taking place, even though, because of the legal questions and Barnsley and Doncaster's objection, that mayor will probably not have many powers or much money to spend.
Sorry, just to be clear in the geography of that as well, like, is it just going to cover Sheffield and Rotherham, or will Barnsley and Doncaster be forced to go along with it?
This is the crazy thing. As far as we can understand, there will be a mayoral election in May. It's for the Sheffield City region deal, and that covers the four South Yorkshire authorities. Because Barnsley and Doncaster haven't given their consent, the mayor will have very little power beyond chairing the combined authority, as in physically sitting in the chair and telling people, you know, and being part of the discussion. And as far as we understand it, the money won't flow either. How anyone constructs a manifesto to be a mayor when they're not really going to have any power or money, I don't know, but that's going to be an exciting thing to see in the new year. So that seems determined that that's going to go ahead. Therefore, the best outcome, it seems to me, is that an accommodation is reached where that is seen as a first step towards ultimately a One Yorkshire solution. For that to happen, there would need to be some cast iron guarantees given that we're not just going to do the Sheffield City region election and then everyone's going to forget about One Yorkshire. It would have to be written in stone somewhere that we're going to do the Sheffield City region, negotiate One Yorkshire, and then it's all going to come together. That's probably the best outcome for the region as a whole. The alternative is that the Sheffield City region goes ahead and the government sticks to its guns, which is the only solution that the rest of Yorkshire can now have is the rest of Yorkshire or greater Yorkshire solution. That would be a massive problem, because all the Labour people I speak to, even Labour people who might be open-minded to the idea, just don't think they can get it through rank and file council groups in Yorkshire, Labour council groups. They just don't think they can offer them a solution that would have a decent chance of delivering a Conservative mayor. The Leeds City region proposal is already dead in the water, so you would be at a kind of stalemate. and it's really hard to see at the moment how anyone would navigate their way out of there.
Well, that's a cheery note to end on. Maybe by the time this comes out, then the impasse will miraculously have been broken. We shall see.
I mean, there are bigger dynamics here as well. We keep being told there might be a cabinet reshuffle. If a whole new bunch of faces come in at DCLG, that might change things. We have a government with wafer thin majority, with no majority, which looks vulnerable. If we have another general election, all bets could be off on devolution. We could be looking at a whole new system. So just when I think things are settled in some form of stalemate or deadlock, usually something comes out of left field, as One Yorkshire did this year, and new solutions are found. But that's where we are as things stand.
Well, thank you very much for your time.